Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are talking about Loki, episode 3, feedback. We're talking about Lamentis. We got theories. We have theories. All that and more for the set we have no control over.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. I am Jeff Randall. I'm not Matt Carroll. You may find that I'm a bit different from him. Matt's got his voice lost, and so I'm running the show today. And I have in the producer chair.
You know who's real loud?
No.
I'm real loud.
Not in the producer chair. Not in the producer chair. She has taken over my job as the flavor person. Now I've got to keep shit on track. We got Ashley Coffin.
Oh, snap. Let's do this.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. We have so much to talk about.
God, we have so much feedback to talk about. But first, we got to get to that that publicly facing feedback, those five-star reviews that we love to hear from you guys. We've got one from...
Hit me with a sweet five-star review.
We got Momo H511 says, favorite podcast. I stumbled upon this a few months ago and have been very busy catching up. Listening during WandaVision, Fachwiss, and now Loki is so much fun. I have to say, when I get back far enough, I really miss Ashley. I just love her perspective, and episodes with her are just more fun.
Aww.
That's so sweet.
You guys, thank you.
We're getting a lot of those recently. We're getting a lot of those, like, I miss Ashley when I go back to the older ones. So now we have to, like...
Y'all too sweet.
I don't know. It's like we got to re-record them or, you know, go through 500 or so episodes of other stuff to, like, bring you in.
At least if you listen, I aggressively wrote in feedback. So I would, like, even if they miss me, I'm like, I think you guys missed my Black Panther feedback. I know I sent it to you, but you didn't read it. I was very aggressive. So you have that.
We've got at least that to look back on. Your words are there in spirit. It may be my voice, but it's your words.
I'm just a conduit,
you guys. I'm just a conduit for everything.
It's all the sass definitely comes through.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I try, you know. I try to make sure that everybody gets an appropriate amount of sass that they, you know, wanted to impart. So, anyway. So, we've got a ton of feedback. We're not gonna be able to get to feedback in the chat quite as much today, just because we're both being commentary people and we don't really have anybody in the producer chair, so we'll try, but I cannot guarantee that your live words will make it to us, but again, we'll try.
We've been so spoiled by producers.
We really have.
Mm-hmm. You have.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, I don't know what I would do without you, like... No joke here. Like, if you weren't there to collect all the feedback and like wrangle everything for us, if you could wrangle this freaking gnat, that'd be amazing. If you weren't there to like wrangle the feedback and like and talk back to people and like make them feel like we are actually talking to them instead of just like providing an email for them to dump thoughts into, like it would probably be on me to do that, and I'm terrible at remembering to check the email. Like, it shows up on my phone, and I'm like, whatever, swipe away. Like, I'll read the first sentence of it and be like, nah, I'll get to that later. And then I never get back to it because, you know, scatterbrain.
No, I love it. And my favorite thing about feedback is, like, everybody sends these intense emails and I want to respond to them with all my thoughts, but I don't. I'll be like, that's great feedback, because I know we're going to get into it on here. And I'm like, I just want to be like, this is all my thoughts. But I'm like, no. Nope. This is for a show. Tell them thank you for writing in. I really want to talk about what we're talking about, and we will talk about it on the show. It's so hard.
I'll pass that on to the guys. Thanks for writing it. Oh my God, guys, we've got to talk about it. What is that?
No. You get my blue highlights like this one.
That's where all of those messages come from.
Yes.
Jody and us are waiting for me to freak out over his theory. Let's get to it. Yeah.
Let's dive in. Good idea.
Lydia Herbert, one of our newer patrons, says, I need to learn Asgardian. That's all it is. That's the entire thing.
Me and I love too, it. Girl.
Right? Like, girl, same.
I'm pretty sure that song was about me, but until I learn Asgardian, I don't have to think any differently.
So if you learn Asgardian, you might find out that the song is not about you. So it might be better
to
not.
Who wants that?
Right. Except that's what I'm saying. Like, it may be better to not learn Asgardian so that you can live in your
fair
ignorance
point.
Bliss. Your bliss.
Oh,
blissful
my
ignorance.
Favorite
that's
bliss
the
bubble.
Yes.
Ugh. Bask in it. It's so rare.
let the ignorance wash over you.
Hello there. I'm tearing and I'm sweating to death. It's 100 degrees in here. All right. Moving on.
That's too much. Moving on. Beatty Washington, another patron, says, given episode 3, Revelations of Loki, does the Wake pamphlet shown in the ending credits have any added meaning? A potential department of the TVA? Don't remember that, because I haven't watched the ending credits like a hawk lately.
Yeah, you're better detectives than us right now. Shoot.
Yeah. Why don't you throw us your detective work, BD?
And we'll revisit that next.
we'll circle back on that. Because, like, the first thing I think of with Wake is, like, what happens behind
if
a jet
someone
ski.
In the chat. Yeah, someone in the chat, figure it out and throw it in there. And we'll read it. Go ahead, Jeff.
have you seen the theories, like, since we now know that all TVA agents are variants, you know, like you and me, like she said. Have you heard the theory that Owen Wilson's character is a variant that was from the 90s, used to love jet skis, and that's like a dormant thing in the back of his mind, but also he doesn't recognize all the things that are in Ravonna Renslayer's office, but they are things that he got and keeps having to have his memory wiped because he keeps finding out the truth.
Oh. I mean, that pans out for sure. I totally agree with that.
I like that.
Yeah, I like
that
it too.
A lot. Like, that's going on the board. That's
right,
like,
on the top. Somebody sent some interesting feedback in about her that I hope we get to.
Okay.
That I don't want to say now.
We're not
going to
get to
it
if we're just sitting here talking about BD Washington.
Well,
and
let's
his,
go.
Theory about Wake pamphlets. God.
Plowing forward.
Pamphlets don't work in the MCU. Korg proved that. Sorry.
Good point. Good point.
Caliber Explosion, another patron, says, now we know that perhaps most of the TVA agents were regular people at one point. Or at one time, this has me to believe that Mobius may have been a surfer dude in another life. See?
There
we're
we
on
go.
The same page here. The reason he's in the TVA is maybe because he had a serious accident that was going to result in his death, but by TVA standards, everything in life has already been planned out, and this accident wasn't planned. They save him, wipe his memory, make him a TVA agent. His fascination for jet skis is a suppressed memory from his other life. Odd theory, but something I could definitely see come to fruition by the end of the season. By the way, I hope Ashley liked the numerous amount of times Loki did his hair flip. Wink emoji.
Yes, she did. Oh, yes, she did.
Yes, like he fell down so many times in this episode, and like every time he went to get up,
sorry
he was like,
that I didn't talk about the scene when he stops the building. All I could focus on was like, why do you have that power? Because I'm, you know, a professional. But like watching it again, right. It's not even like it's from the back. The way he's just like,
yeah, the power pose.
Yeah, his hair. It's a good one. He had a really good superhero moment.
Oh, you broke up a lot there. Can you repeat that? Sorry.
Oh, yeah, it was simple. He had a really good superhero moment.
Oh, yeah, with the where he... I mean, it looked like he did his own version of a power pose, you know, where, like, Thor would be like, with his arms up and, you know, the hammer coming down.
He just did like the... Crossed-armed.
Yeah, he did the Wonder Woman.
Yeah. You know, Wonder like, Woman reverse Wonder thing. Woman. Oh, it was reverse Wonder downward. Woman. Oh, I hit... Yeah, I'm so excited I hit my mic.
It's the new yoga pose. It's the downward-facing Wonder Woman, right? That's something
anyway,
else entirely.
Back on track. Bring it back.
Caliber Explosion, that is a very solid theory that we also subscribe to. Oh, moving on. Jordan Pierce, another patron, says, sorry, life went into overdrive and I haven't been able to respond. I hope the doc is working out well for you. This is talking to Matt, I guess. You mentioned stickers in a cast, so I sent you some of those in a package, too. I think it was actually last month or longer, though. Anyway, not really worried about promoting the company. I just wanted to help support my favorite podcast. Can't wait to hear your thoughts on more of Loki. Sorry for all of the comments I've been leaving. The show is just making me think a lot. Love you, 3000. Thank you for the for getting us up and running, Jordan. Like, that doc has been a very integral piece of getting this show back on track faster, and for a much reduced cost than we were anticipating. Because God, son of a bitch. Okay. Because things were going to get expensive, and you know we were all on the GoFundMe for getting that covered and everything, but like we got to do like you helped that money go so much farther, and so thank you, love you 3000.
Yeah, love you 3000.
So I looked over at the chat for like a brief second, and I noticed that downward facing Wonder Woman is all a Superman could ask for. It got me mid-sentence.
If you saw my eyes, I just drifted off like... That's the problem with trying to host. Like, I keep reading. I'm like, stop it.
Stop it.
Tits up, chin stop. Down, but shit, that's funny.
Oh, Kyle Ray, thank you for that laugh. All right, looks like this is the last of our patron messages.
Thank you, patrons.
if it's any indication who we get to first, like, you might want to go check out patreon.com/MCUcast. Beside the point. Jeffrey James sent us an email. Just wanted to mention that the technology they use to create those interactive sets is the same tech that makes high-end computer games look realistic. He's talking about the volume that's in Atlanta. He said it's called real-time animation, and it's pretty freaking amazing if you consider that that's not unusual to spend several hours on entering just one frame of a high-end SFX sequence or visual effects sequence. Essentially, the game industry leapfrogged over the CGI industry, which is still by and large using pretty clunky tools. Your observation that Mobius may be being mind-wiped is buttressed by the fact that a Mobius strip has the unique characteristic that as you follow along its surface, you always end up at the same place eventually. Prediction. Oh man, that's a good one. Prediction.
Yeah.
Mobius will become aware that he's been mind wiped as a result of the water stain on the furniture in his boss's office. I figured there's got to be some recently emphasized, or there's got to be some recent, or that. There's got to be some reason they emphasize that particular detail. The podcast gets better every day and every week. I'm so proud that I identified very early that Matt and Jeff have a perfect podcast rapport and then put it on a list of top 10 podcasts when it was still relatively small. With the addition of Ashley, I think you have an incredible winner. Yep, thanks.
Yeah, Jeffrey James, you know. You know.
He knows.
I love you. He knows.
He knows we love him. But yeah, the volume. I don't know if they've shot anything. I don't know if they shot anything in the volume for this show. Like, I know that most of it was filmed in Pinewood Studios, and a lot of location shooting was done around Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Like, I haven't seen anything that has popped up that's been like, we shot this part of the volume and anything like that.
Yeah.
But it would be super cool because, like, video game technology, like, to build the world, and then, like,
it's crazy
filming that with that sort of thing, and like having computers do it all, like that's the dream, right?
Right? Yeah.
Having Make computers it look real. Do it all, that's the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the next thing to do is to, like, actually have some stuff react to you moving in the environment and have it be all like 3D and stuff. Because then, you know, at that point, you're just in a virtual world, 3D, like, sort of like that training sequence in, oh God, what was it? Shit. The what? Katniss Everdeen movie.
Hunger Games,
sorry, yeah. When, in the Hunger Games, when she was, like, shooting the hologram dudes all in quick succession.
Yeah.
Similar to that.
VR.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's like,
but
it's VR, but it's kind of augmented reality without a headset or without any kind of device. It's just like, you know, it's that. And that's kind of what we're going toward with the volume.
Yeah. It's going to be weird.
Kind of a tangent. Sorry. So,
next
feedback. Yeah, the water stain. Yeah, the water stain.
from the
office, plus all the other things that, like, you know, he's like, I don't remember getting that, or, you know, is that from your other analyst on the side? It's like, no, idiot, that's you. You just had your mind wiped, and she's not telling you! She's not telling him!
Of course she's not. She's playing the, like, I like you, but I don't like you game. Yeah, she's got him around her little pinky.
Oh, Ravonna, you're so dirty. You know, I liked her for a minute. I was like, okay, she's...
I sniffed that right out.
Yeah. can't get one past me. Spencer wrote in and said, okay, Loki theory. Loki is the one who created the artificial world. It starts at the point Lady Loki wakes up in the train car. Then he gets them thrown off the train and breaks the device. This creates a hopeless situation where she starts talking. Up until that point, he has given all the info. This would also account for his powers being heightened in the artificial space.
Oh, so like a reverse on Sylvie. Yeah, I like it too.
Yeah.
He needs a win.
Yeah, he does.
I feel like, yeah, he just
needs
a win.
He keeps getting shit stomped by her. He needs something. Like, you know, we saw in Avengers, you know, Marvel's The Avengers, OG Avengers, he was like a real threat. You know, he was plotty, he was planning, he had his schemes had schemes, right? And then
yep.
And then in this series, it's like all he gets is just beaten down over and over again. So, like, he needs something to show that, like he is at that level still.
Yeah, I get the first couple episodes, but, like, we're on episode 3 now. I've seen enough. And just, like, having him have all of a sudden, like, stronger powers, that's not enough.
We need to see him kind of get one over on himself, quote-unquote, because, you know,
Herself? I'm not sure.
Itself? Loki's self?
Themselves.
Them?
Yeah. Oy. Anyway, we're just going to get in trouble. Move forward.
Yeah. It's a cat and mouse game they may be a cat and also a mouse simultaneously because Loki. It's a weird thing. Tune in on Thursday to find out more.
Yeah. Thanks for feedback.
So, Spencer,
shameless
I really
plug,
like
next
that
feedback.
Theory. I really like the whole. Yeah. I like that theory, like the whole Loki's making this up for himself and kind of getting one over on her. I would like to see more of that. I really want to see them see each other as equals. I think that would be probably a really cool turn. But then you get into the problem of they're falling in love with each other. Obviously, it's the only way you can go, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
What better for him to just like, who else would Loki fall in love with than himself? Like, it's perfect. Right?
Like, textbook both narcissism. You can only love yourself. Like, there it is.
It's easy. Perfect.
Nailed it.
Yep.
All right. Sierra Bosque? Send us an email. First time writer. Hey, nice.
Hi.
Sorry. I read the first sentence and it killed me. She says, hello, Queen Ash and everyone else. Sorry, guys. Have to give the love to our thirst leader.
That's my girl. Hey,
Bill. Okay. Because you said it so gracefully, I'll allow it. She says, first time writer and her listeners since Mephisto confirmed. I mean, WandaVision time. Wink emoji. But I had a weird conversation theory. Idea for Sylvie's backstory, given the new light she shed on us on the TVA workers being all variants. So I'm thinking she knows so much about the TVA because she was a recruited variant like our beautiful Tom Loki was at the start. She said her plan was years in the making, so she had plenty of time to work with Mobius catching Loki variants over those years to end up being so annoyed to hate all the other Lokis that she's had to deal with, enough to never want to be called a Loki herself anymore, and wanting to change to Sylvie. You guys tracking? Also, when Ravonna said, if you're thinking what I think you're doing, or if you're thinking what I think you're thinking, it's a bad idea, and if it goes sideways, it's on you, it's because Mobius had done the same with Sylvie in the past, and she learned too much and turned against them, and Ravonna is worried that this Loki will do the same thing. Ooh. Would love to hear you guys' thoughts and wisdom. You're relatively new panda from Alaska, Sierra.
Alaska. I'm coming to visit, girl.
Yeah.
I really like that theory. Oh, I know. It's the worst. I love that. How interesting.
That's so good. Yeah. Like that gives so much like tasty bits to chew on in later episodes. So I mean, like we've only got three more episodes. But
yeah. And like,
so
what's Mobius and
with
Sylvie's relationship? Like, what's that? Yep. Like, he might not even remember her.
Yep. Oh, man, if he got his mind wiped and he's hunting
the heartstrings.
But
it's like every time he got his mind wiped, what if it was when he was choosing to actually side with the variant?
Oh.
Like, to help them.
No. Oh, that would be good. Oh. And then we get like a...
I like this a lot.
We get like a Mobius, Loki, Sylvie team up kind of thing where they like they're the trifecta. They become the timekeepers. They're the three. One of them has the mustache. He has the Mobius has the mustache.
Wow.
I took it to its logical conclusion.
Put it on the board.
Put it on the board, I guess. It could be anything at this point. Like, oh, that would be so good, though. Like, just seeing them team up would be awesome to fight against the, you know, the robot, you know, awful overlords of the TVA. But think about this, though, because he kept siding with the variant in this, you know, future that we got to. Love triangle.
Oof. Bow chicka bow bow. Yeah.
Little Loki Mobius Sylvie love triangle.
Yep. I'm totally with you.
Yeah.
But it's Disney Plus.
Okay. I mean, not like
they're just gonna go
like
out to brunch.
True Blood. Not like True Blood throwing down, you know.
Well then I don't care.
Let's go to some apocalypses and wow. I'm gonna wow you.
Oh no.
Yeah.
It is hot in here.
It's okay. It's okay.
The earth. It's the earth. It's not me.
Yeah, it's the earth. It's Come not Ashley.
A heat wave.
So thank you, Sierra, okay, for writing forward. In. That was
yes,
great.
Yes, Sierra, Alaska.
Keep writing in. Keep writing in. We got Lauren Waters says, hello, gang. So with the reveal that the TVA agents are all variants who are assumingly getting their memory wiped with them forgetting their past lives and such, what if the next time we see Mobius, he's already been mind wiped and doesn't remember who Loki is or any of their time together? We were told that Mobius would face an unspecified consequence if Loki betrayed the TVA, and with Loki bailing on him and then seen escaping with Sylvie, it makes sense that he would be in hot water with the TVA. Picture the end of next week's episode where Loki returns to the TVA trying to tell Mobius that he's a variant, only to have Mobius turn around and try to prune him.
Yeah.
It would give Loki a better understanding of the impact of his many betrayals, and seeing if Mobius can get out of his memory wipe state would play into the season's theme of the question of free will. Just a thought. Have a great week, Lauren.
Ooh.
Whew.
Ooh. Some heavy emails this week.
Yeah. Man. Okay, so
I hope not.
he gets mind wiped.
Like, uh-oh.
No, he gets mind wiped, and then he gets a cognitive recalibration, right? Hit him real hard on the head, and then he comes back, and then we get our team up. This can still work. This can still work, Ashley.
Well, because their relationship is inevitable. Like, because their relationship's inevitable. He's always going to be attracted to the Loki. I mean, I get it. But still, like, I feel like... I still want him to be the one who saves them from whatever planet they're on, and that's how they like join up and talk. But I also don't think so because of the Loki power thing. Like, he has to have a temp pad. I don't think it's the time stone, but I don't know. We'll get there in the feedback. There's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, when everybody's saying like he's got the time stone because like the building was falling and then he pushes it back. And they say that the smoke looks like it rewound.
When you use the time stone, doesn't it put the green thing around your wrist though?
Because it does
that for Thanos as well. That one part was not green.
He had the thing in his hand. He had the wristwatch of green magical energy.
I mean, the Rolex of time.
Yep. He had the Rolex of time. Doctor Strange had that too when he used it. So like that's got that shows up. That shows like every time, right? And then they have to turn their hand to like turn back time on whatever it is that they're looking at.
Oh, we get to say it again. And we got a reverse Wonder Woman.
And we got the downward facing Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
So I think that that's just his power. Either actually telekinesis to like throw the building, or it's in the mental game that he's playing on Sylvie and he just has control over it, right?
Or he glamoured that the temp pad was broken and it's not
could
broken.
Be
or dead
could be. What's gonna be great is if it is just that he like he glamoured that it was broken and he's like, you know, there's apocalypse happening, the planet's crashing into the moon, like, they're seconds away from dying, and he's like, okay, so I've been holding out on you. She's gonna be pissed if he pulls it out, and she's like, so I'm sorry.
I had to gain your trust, lady.
Yeah, right? Like, please don't gut me. You understand that I had to gain your trust, right?
And I will say, when I watched it again, when he pulls it out, I swear a little green flash is like right as he pulls it out. I watched it like three times and I swear it's there. Just a little like.
Well, so he reaches behind his back and pulls it out. He doesn't have anything in his hand at first. And then it reveals the whole thing. Like it does the.
Oh, maybe he pulled it out of his. Mary Poppins' air pocket or wherever he holds all his stuff.
Right. Kind of the same way that Strange
so that debunks
got the time
my
stone,
theory.
Like that on Titan.
Yeah.
Well, like, it looked
my
like he could
debunked.
Have, you know, pulled
good
it out
point,
of whatever.
Point.
But he pulls it out and it goes, whoa, that could be anything. You know, that could just be a hologram of the thing. Like, she didn't grab it from him to be like, you know, you've broke this, you idiot. She just looks at it and is like, you've killed us, and then stomps
away.
And
he got shot and thrown by that lady and it didn't break.
Yeah. Yeah.
And why would it be broken if it was an air pocket? Oh my God, I can't go down this road. Wait a minute.
Bump the brakes here. We can't go down this rabbit hole.
He tried to say it was in his pocket, but he didn't pull it out of it. Oh, I don't know. I have to watch it again now.
Behind his back.
Yeah, he's like,
behind his back. And
this
then...
time I had it in my pocket.
He said it was in his heart. And then she's like, I'll cut it out. And then he reached behind his back like, your heart's not back there, idiot.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Interesting place. Interesting place to leave that.
You're taking us weird places, Lauren, and I like it. Thank you. Anthony Bragg had us on Twitter, said, hey guys, do you think that different variants will be a way to reintroduce deceased characters like Iron Man? Hadn't even, you know what? I hadn't thought of that. Because, like, my brain just didn't go there. I was like, we're only on Loki and that's it. You know, we're only looking forward. We're only looking for Eternals here. We're looking for Fantastic Four here. We're looking for, you know, all those things. I didn't even consider the fact that we could have, like, younger versions of other characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Tony Stark working on Jarvis when he's, like, 19 or whatever.
Such a good
We can
point.
Have that.
Yeah. Oh, young Tony Stark. I guess Cap would be on ice, so boo.
Yeah, but they could visit the Capsicle and be like, well, if we broke him out now, that would cause some variance energy, right? And they start chipping away. And then
that is interesting. They do, at least they leave the doors open. If people are like, oh, this other stuff I didn't do, you know, wanted to do didn't work out. Can I please come back?
Yeah. I wanted to get behind the camera. Can I come back as Cap? Sure.
We're not calling you out, Chris Evans.
We'll just pass time through you. Right? That was what it was? Somebody peed my pants?
Yeah, maybe it was old me or young me or just me.
Me. It's good stuff. That's a good good thought. Be on the lookout for that. We got Paul Scott sending us an email. Hi, guys. Just wanted to reach out and say I love the podcast. I listened to a few Marvel podcasts, but not really got into any. What you guys have done is mastered the comic knowledge with a genuine MCU love. I really think it's a perfect balance. Got a fun theory that I want your opinion on. Let me pump the brakes on that real quick, Paul. We don't have a ton of comics knowledge. Like, I read a lot of Wikipedia. Like, early days of the podcast, I said that, like, I don't have a lot of comics history. I have got a lot of Wikipedia character bio history, which does technically come from the comics, but it's not the same. Anyway. I wanted to make sure that we're, you know, nobody's putting anybody on a pedestal for something that they don't.
Well, I read a lot of comics. I don't know what he's talking about.
Ashley has been brought in to be our comics expert. Thank God. I don't have to be the guy.
But
anymore.
Only a very selective. Yeah. Like, I don't know anything about Shang-Chi or like, I'm excited to learn new stuff. But like, X-Men, I got you. But it was also like a decade ago. But I do remember. My comics encyclopedia is, I feel like, is more real than going to Wiki, and I consult that. It has pictures.
Well, it has pictures, and that's what I can deal with, is pictures, you know, really easy, like, video format, a quickly
adjusted webinar. You got me, I'm a fraud, you see, I'm a fraud. No.
But you're never gonna get me. Smoke bomb and she runs away. Okay. It's a whole thing. Ashley, you got to get on Source Pages. That was a good time over on Source Pages, a reading collective, that podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You skipped a little bit. Sorry. Yeah, you got to get on there when we get to, you know, X-Men are coming. So let's, you know, let's check out some comics for X-Men to really dig deep into why Xavier is a terrible person.
I'm so down. Ugh, I can't, like, I am going to thrive when the whole X-Men thing comes. Like, I just cannot wait. I can't wait. Yep. That's why the first thing you guys ever brought me on was an X-Men thing. I was like, me. Me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know everything.
You're like, man, I can talk about First Class. Me. And then we then we talked about First Class and had a great time.
It was so fun.
Anyway, okay. So Paul says, got a fun theory that I want your opinion on. However, I'm going to start with a demand.
Ooh.
Ashley, stop apologizing for your thirst. We all see the same thing as you. Majority of us think the same. You're just the one saying it out loud.
Thank you, Paul.
Now, right? Like,
thank you, Paul.
You've been given free rein.
Mm-hmm.
Take the leash off. Watch me run.
Yeah. Anyway,
now, what's your thought on Mobius being a normal dude in a past TVA life, casual jet skier, and that's why he has a connection with them that cannot be explained? It would be awesome if we see a clip of him winning a race and going, wow! Also, I want to call out now, I think something is up with Casey. I don't think he's just there for a joke. I think the Loki series has used him as some kind of joke, only to be established later that he was maybe working with Sylvie. And that's why she has managed to stay one step ahead. I'd love to watch a live stream with you guys, but I'm from Scotland, and time difference doesn't really work out.
Oh my god.
But I love you all equally, 3000. Cheers.
I love your country, 3000. And I have to get back there.
I've got to read that email over again. I didn't know he's from Scotland.
Oh, right. Are you gonna...
Yeah. I just wanted to reach out and say I love the podcast. No. I've listened to a few Marvel podcasts, but not really gotten into any. Okay, no, I'm not actually going to read it.
It was good. Thank you. Was great.
Thank you, Paul.
It was fantastic.
I think the dream of Owen Wilson saying wow has been shot down. Yeah. Like the showrunner was like, we don't do that.
That, like, I don't believe any of them, though. So, like, I see them doing it in a cut scene at the end just for everybody. I would, yeah. I love that idea, but I feel like Sylvie would have known that she couldn't use her powers in the TVA if she had somebody on the inside.
That's true. Yeah, she looked very surprised that she couldn't do anything. Like, she couldn't enchant the guy. Like, she touched the dude's head, and he's like, hello? You're not my wife.
And, like, Loki and nobody else was there to, like, put a show on in front of, which is the only reason, like, I think that she genuinely didn't know she couldn't do that.
Right. So, yeah, I think this is her first... And, you know, honestly, she wouldn't need... excuse me.
Let it out.
She wouldn't need to have had a conversation with one of the hunters to, like, find out where the elevators are. Like, how do you find the elevators? They're gold. Like,
if she had someone on the inside.
Yeah, if she had somebody on the inside, she could have just gotten that information. True. It's not like Casey wouldn't know where the freaking elevators are.
Yeah, maybe Casey no, but that minute, she's suspect.
Melissa B sent us an email. This is one. I love Loki. I love purple. I love when men roll up their shirt sleeves. Loki bathed in purple light while rolling up his shirt sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
Sploosh. Oh, Melissa's got to wring out those jeans.
Whoa, you said it again.
Number two, it's interesting to note that while Loki has the power to shift his clothes into anything he wants, he's still running around in a shirt and tie even amongst this chaos. Mm. Is this a sign of him growing toward a more domesticated existence? Valkyrie Melissa.
Ooh. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, always in a shirt and tie. I am sad that they destroyed his outfit. Like, do you think Asgard's been destroyed? Like, that outfit is gone.
Oh, yeah. The fine Asgardian leather is no more and cannot be there anymore. That's real, it's real sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Maybe he can go back and beat himself up and take it off him.
Well, you don't think he has, like, a closet that he can go back to and just, like, pilfer real quick?
Yeah, I actually do. His Mary Poppins closet. Whatever he keeps up in the... It's up in the air.
It's up in the air. I think that putting him in the suit and tie, or the button up shirt and tie, even amidst this chaos, is really just to denote that this is the variant Loki thing, because he has been through a change. You know, we saw him go through all this emotional change when he was in the time theater and watching himself die, watching his mom die, watching his brother get shit stomped, watching his father die. Like, he went through some emotional shit there, and like, he's a different person from Avengers Loki. So, you know, he's not Thor Ragnarok Loki. He's not Infinity War Loki, where, you know, he's got the onesie, the blue onesie.
I didn't like that.
I know you didn't like.
I don't like it.
He's not that. He's a different guy entirely. Like, he's got a broader understanding of the nature of the universe. So, you know, he's all business. So he's got to look all business.
Yeah,
but I think he'll get
it back. I like
that
analogy. Yeah, maybe. I get a new outfit.
He'll take on some sort of new outfit to be like, I am. And you know, we're gonna see him. We still haven't seen Vote for Loki, where he has
I can't wait for him.
It's like the leader.
That's gonna be my favorite.
Yeah. Well,
it where looks like the same crown that Sylvie's wearing. Grins.
Yeah, it's the big horned, or well, actually no, that one's a short one. That one's relatively short, because that
it's
Vote for
a
Loki
midi
comic.
Horn.
Yeah, he's mid-range on the horns. He's not like he's not fighting on the Bifrost, knife flipping against Hela kind
it's
of
not reindeer
horns.
Games.
Yeah, this guy packs a wallop. Okay, moving on. Thank you, Melissa, for writing in. Trent Morris gives us an email. Dudes and dudettes, I just finished listening to the Late Night Loki cast, and I am really surprised you guys didn't mention it in the cast, but Loki has the time stone. He stopped that building from falling on him and Sylvie, or on him and Sylvie. Now I think Sylvie didn't say anything about it because she doesn't know about the time stone, maybe. But because the time stone magic is green, I think Loki is hiding it and pretending it to be of his own magic. I love this episode. It was definitely full of Doctor Who vibes, but I'm all for it. I cannot wait until next episode. Trent, a.k.a. the Canada Panda. I don't think that he's got the time stone.
I don't know, Trent. No, I don't think so. It would have been more green.
He didn't have the Rolex of time.
Yeah. You can't use the time stone without the Rolex of time. TM.
The Rolex of TM time.
Yeah, just in case.
Yep. Got to trademark that. Get on it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Melissa,
I feel like we kind of discussed that. Yeah, trademark.
Yeah. We're going to move on.
Okay. Yeah, no stone, I don't think.
Sorry, Trent.
Yeah, moving on.
Steven.
Love you, though, Trent.
We do. We love... you know what? He said he's the Canada Panda. We have to go to Canada at some point, right? For, like... Strain of Panda World Tour. Right?
I'm ready.
Especially if the heat keeps up.
Can we go in the summer, though? Like, only the summer. Yeah.
Yeah. So that,
only
you
go
know,
to Canada in the summer.
Like, regular temperatures for normal people. So, Trent, what I'm saying is, get the couch ready.
Prepare three couches.
Up. Oh. Ellie Waters on Twitch says she's a co-Canada Panda. Also, it is very hot here right now.
Oh, yeah, we're getting this heat wave, man.
If we go to the Great White North, gotta avoid the degens. It's true. Are you now? Yeah, I don't know. We can't escape the heat, it seems. Even in Canada. Gotta go farther north. So, everybody want to meet up on the North Pole on the solstice?
I'll do it. Is it daytime all day?
Probably.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
That sounds fun.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Steven sent us an email. Says, hey guys, Stevie D, longtime listener. Just finished the third episode just now, so my theory is, to sum it all up, Lady Loki, aka Sylvie, will be the new Loki for the MCU. The realization happened when my friend said he doesn't like how with all this time travel stuff that anyone could be brought back and no deaths matter. If Loki dies at the end of the series and Lady Loki lives on to be the new Loki, then technically they are bringing a new character into the MCU while allowing the other Loki to have his original death. Let me know what you guys think, and most importantly, keep up the good work. I love that. I love that, love that, love that, love that, love that.
I wouldn't be mad at it. I'd miss Tom, but I wouldn't be mad at it.
Yeah. Well, Young Avengers in the comics has a member by the name of Sylvie Lushton, who looks like her. She's the Enchantress, she's like, right?
One of Enchantress the, number two.
Yeah, she's or like three Enchantress or four. Number. Yeah. You know, I hail from a long line of Enchantresses, whatever her story is. But she's one of the Enchantresses, and Sylvie Lushton is her name. Looks a lot like the Sylvie that we have now. I think Young Avengers might be a thing. I think Young Avengers might be coming.
So. My God.
Like, it looks like we're going that way. I've been saying it for a while.
We'll see. I'll buy you a cake if that's true.
I will eat the whole thing.
When the time comes.
Yep.
I like it.
I'll be ready. I have to prepare my body in advance.
Stop.
But no, Steven has a great idea here in that they can bring back, quote unquote, familiar characters, but with new spins to have them, you know, be raised in a different environment, much like she was. And we can get familiar characters with a new twist, so to speak. Like, it would be awesome. Or it could be awesome. But then again, you know, there's so many characters out there already that we haven't gotten yet. Like, we're just now getting America Chavez in Doctor Strange and Multiverse of Madness. Like, Miss America. So, like, you know, characters like that, like Miles Morales, like you know, Ms. Jane Foster, Thor, like, we've got all of these other characters out there who are, you know, newer and fresher, and like, they have their own stories. Like, we've got the X-Men, we've got the Fantastic Four that we know from past movies, but haven't been in this verse yet. So, like,
right, we get a new Black Widow with Yelena, and Yelena, that actress is young.
Yeah, she is. And from what I've seen, all of the initial reviews are saying like she is amazing. Like, Yelena stole the show, but also Alexi, best dad jokes.
Oh no!
I'm excited for that movie.
Oh, our Halloween on cast is this year's going to be lit.
Yeah,
I just feel like
it's true.
You do the perfect Alexi. We need to get you that full costume. Yeah, and then you have to talk like him all night.
I have to get the beard back. I don't know. You listen to it, mother. Yeah. Hop, hop. See it up straight.
You have a lot of time.
Oh, I have to grow a beard back. Oh, yes.
This will be fun. Oh, it's going to be so good.
Yeah, Halloween's going to be crazy.
Yeah, my wife was like, if Ashley is going to be Sylvie, then that means that Melissa has to be, I think she said Wanda or...
She said Wanda.
She said Wanda? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I sent you the text. Melissa has to be Wanda, and then she's going to be...
Agatha.
She's going to be Agatha or Loki. It's like, okay, I'm down.
I love it.
It would be real great. It would be real great. Okay. Anna Grace Hatchett. So what?
Plowing forward.
Plowing
Ignore
forward.
Me. You're already doing it.
Yep. Keep doing that. Anna Grace Hatchett sent us an email. Feels like we've been overlooking Sylvie's name change. I looked her name up online, and it may have significance. On Earth 616, Lady Loki, for unknown reasons, created a fake Asgardian named Sylvie. Sylvie came into the world with a fake past and power similar to the Enchantress. She starts off trying to join the Young Avengers, but ends up becoming bad. Throughout the comics, it's displayed that using her powers takes sheer will and was portrayed as Wiccan's equal. She also at one point was cast into space by the real Enchantress for using her name. Hmm. Thoughts?
I feel like
there it is.
That's the story that, yeah.
There
we just
it is.
Did it. Great timing. I feel like
Perfect
we don't really have
timing,
to say much.
Anna.
Yeah. What?
Anna's doing great. I'm glad Anna
great
wrote
job.
In.
Yeah. Thank you, Anna.
That's
for the response to that, just jump back 5 minutes.
Yeah, just roll it back a little bit. You'll catch it. I feel like we need to wait on our conversations just a touch. You know, because we keep like having the conversation right before the email that is
it's not
that,
planned, people. It's not planned.
That theory. Yeah, no, we're flying by the seat of our pants like we've been saying.
We're doing good. Okay, well, now we get to move on because, yeah, thank you, Anna. That was, a better telling of what we were trying to say.
Exactly. Yeah. God, we're so bad at words sometimes that, like, your email writing in is going to make... It's going to confirm and give credence to our theories, but then also sound so much better and be put so much more eloquently. Because I'm kind of a Neanderthal when it comes to thoughts. Coming out. Anyway, so we're going to get to further messages and emails right after this break, where we're going to have an ad that we have no control over.
Good call, good call.
And we're back.
And we're back.
There it is. So let's get right back into it. And we're back.
Right into it.
Baritone. Matthew Nay sent us an email. This might be short-lived, but is episode 3 Loki a variant of a variant? At the end of episode 2, Renslayer jumps through a time portal and essentially instantly arrives at Loki and Sylvie. If all those agents were going to fix Nexus events from Sylvie's time bombs, why did they all run right to that point in time? This might be a short-lived theory, but what if episode 3 was just a doomed variant form of Loki and Sylvie, since we know that it is an apocalypse that nobody will survive from and no TVA agents ever show up. So the whole time we know that they won't catch the Ark. I could see episode 4 starting off back at the same moment in like a Groundhog Day repetition, somehow like that. Thoughts? Thanks for the great podcast, Matt.
It's Inception. That would it's a be dream killer. Within a dream within a dream. It'd be crazy.
That would be killer. Oh, like, okay, so what if Loki does actually have the time stone, right? And he doesn't know how to use it properly because he didn't have all the Doctor Strange training, right? And he accidentally gets them stuck in a time loop where they keep going to that particular apocalyptic situation and then reset back to... when he got it, and we get like an Edge of Tomorrow style. Do you remember Edge of Tomorrow?
I feel like we don't have enough episodes for that, though. Yeah, oh yeah, the Tom Cruise, Emily Blunt. It's not enough episodes for a whole, like, this would be the episode to have had your continual time loop.
They did that, though, in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They did one episode about it. Mm. Where, like, they were skipping toward a time vortex or something. But, like, Daisy kept waking up to, like, she was reliving the same sequence of events over and over again. And, like, kept having to try and fail to get them out of it. You know, eventually she got them out of it. One episode, kind of a bottled thing. But that sort of thing could happen here, maybe.
Maybe.
But with only three episodes left, would they do that? That seems kind of like a filler thing.
I think that would have been like the third episode. Especially since Tom Hiddleston's quoted to say like four and five are about to get absolutely bananas.
That's true.
I don't know,
he
but maybe
say that.
Anything's possible.
Anything is possible, just, but
no time loops, please. No time.
No time loops.
No.
Sylvie, I've come to bargain.
No.
Mobius, I've come to bargain. Wow.
Wow.
Every time. No, we don't just get one wow, we get like thousands of them.
Wow.
We get like a grid on the screen of Loki showing up like, Mobius, I've come to bargain, like adjust his tie, and then it switches to Mobius, and every single one he's like, wow,
why would he have to bargain with Mobius, Jeff? What's happening right now? Get back to it, snap out of this.
I'm sorry.
Really?
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm God, already that was sweaty really enough. Stupid. Stop making me laugh.
That was so stupid.
It's so hot in here.
Sorry. Okay. We got an email.
Jeff loves that idea. Go ahead. Mm.
Perfect. We got an email from Voice Inject. It says, hello up front. I just wanted to say that your MCU podcasts are dope AF. Here goes my theory. I think that Sylvie is not actually a Loki. I think she's a regular human being who was plucked from her regular life by an older Loki variant and brainwashed and given powers. I think old Loki needed her help, or needed help to infiltrate and seize power from the Timekeepers, and I think he has already done this. I suspect an older Loki is masquerading as the Timekeepers in the same way he masqueraded as Odin in Thor 3. 2 and 3. The end of 2, beginning of 3. Anyway. I don't think Sylvie and old Loki are on good terms anymore, which is why she is adamant not to be called Loki. Thanks for the amazing discussions. Cheers from Toronto. I could get down with that.
Yeah. Richard Grant still needs to show up, so that would make
yes, he does.
Good sense. Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Yeah.
And he's dead, like, if he's not an older version of Loki, like, what a waste. Though... he is such a great actor, whatever he does. I'm sure it's going to be fabulous, but still, what a waste. I just want to see him in the whole outfit.
Well, okay. Sure, what a waste if he's not old Loki. Old man Loki, we'll call it. But if he's Mephisto.
Oh my God. There's no one here to stop us, Jeff. Are you sure you want
to
do this?
There's no one here to stop us.
I know.
To hell with the rest of the emails. We have to talk about Mephisto.
Oh, shit.
We have to talk about Mephisto right now.
Let's just say he would make an amazing Mephisto.
He would make such a good Mephisto.
He's a good Mephisto. Anyway.
Okay. Other people are telling us to stop.
Not because BVK said to stop it, but because anybody else said.
Yeah, because Jess said it, not BVK.
If you don't spell sports right, Kyle, we don't have to listen to you.
Zach Conde sent us an email. Just a quick question related to Loki. Knowing that Marvel has plans for his future, as he already has a second season planned, do you think we'll ever see Loki and Thor together on screen again? And is that something that you'd want, or do you feel like their story together has been played out and it's time for their own separate stories to shine? I'm not too sure how I feel, but... it's a thought that I have every week as I watch this. Anyways, I've loved listening to your show ever since starting listening when the pandemic began, and I thought you guys have been great, and I feel like I'm a part of this growing community, which is a lot of fun, and I look forward to it every week. Also, huge shout out to those in the producer chair who are also awesome, Ashley, BVK, and Jay Scotty. Anyways, I hope you guys see this, and maybe I can write in again soon. Thank you for your time, and have a great day. P.S. I don't mind swearing by any means, but I feel like the bleeps on the show now make it funnier when someone curses. I just wanted to throw that out there.
When it's like 3 out of 8 curse words get bleeped. It's my favorite thing about it. I really like it. It's very funny to me.
Oh, yeah. I feel like Matt's trying to put down markers for every time we say a less than clean word. And he doesn't always remember to. For all of them.
Sneak them in there.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll get those occasional missed ones where it's just like, damn it.
Oops. But the bleeps, I think, are very funny.
Thick.
Thank you,
but
thick.
I've told him we're going to start saying that he ficked it up rather than other F-bombs.
I'll do my best. I can't promise, but I'm going to remember that. But I'll do my best to not fick it up.
It's so fun to say that because he misspelled, you know, the regular one in our Facebook chat. So we obviously have to fick around.
Yeah. I feel like we're ficking around right now.
We are ficking around right now. Zach, as far as whether or not we'll see Loki and Thor together on screen, I don't know. Like, they could, you know, retire at this point.
God, I hope so. I hope he's in Love and Thunder. I really do. I just want to see them together. Is that selfish?
Kind of.
Because Thor's so alone. Like, imagine if he can, like, have Loki back in some form.
Maybe. But you know what would happen? You know what would happen? Is that he sees Loki and he's like, Loki? And Loki's like, Thor? And then he's like, Loki! It's like, no, wait, I can explain it. You faked your death again! Like,
oh, just, God, yeah.
He gets so, he would get so mad.
He's like, the story I have to tell you, brother. The story I have to tell you.
Yeah, I can explain.
I've been through a lot, man.
Yeah, he's like swinging at him. When did you get this new hammer? Like, where's Mjolnir? What's this? Why are you swinging an axe at me, brother? Please stop.
Like, I need it. I need them to see each other.
Yeah, I mean, it could be fun, but I don't know. Have we found out who Thor is without Loki, or who Loki is without Thor? At this point, like, their stories have been so intertwined throughout the movies.
Yeah. I guess Loki wasn't in Endgame, so.
Loki disappears, and like, what do we get? Loki was obviously controlling Thor's intake.
Yeah. It's going.
Let's move past that and the obvious negative connotation that could come out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Zach, for writing it.
Love it.
We got Jeff Haker sending us an email. Hey, Jeff, Ashley, and Matt, I'm a new listener since WandaVision and have enjoyed the weekly speculation and wild theories. They have been wild since WandaVision. He says, I have a number of theories that coincide with others on the internet, but I thought of this one today while listening to the Episode 3 podcast. Yeah, we're talking about Loki and mythology taking on other forms and even getting pregnant when he was a horse. And that sparked the idea that what if Sylvie is the daughter of an older Loki variant? Richard E. Grant is coming up in the show, and people have speculated he is an old man Loki. It could explain her animosity toward Loki, why she says, don't call me that, why she hates the TVA if her parents were wiped out, and why her power set is somewhat different. Maybe she's the offspring of Enchantress and Loki? I'm curious what y'all think. Love y'all 3000. Jeff.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you know, she did say, I've spent my whole life hopping from apocalypse to apocalypse.
Yeah.
It's interesting because, like,
yeah, why? I guess just because she's a variant, the TVA is after all the variants.
Well,
no matter what,
if Old Man Loki is a variant, like if her father is a variant, and they're hunting him, and he's taking his family with him throughout, you know, all of the apocalypses or whatever, that would make a lot of sense as to why she said that.
Huh. Yeah. Hmm.
And like maybe her mom was lost early and it's been, you know, however long years since.
Because she said she didn't remember her mother, right?
Yeah, she said that her mother was like barely more than a memory or barely more than a dream, I think, is what she said at this point. So, you know, how long has it been since she's been hopping through apocalypses to hide from the TVA? And
is anything she was saying there true? Oh, it's also difficult to decipher.
Yeah, we're really going to need these characters to start fessing up to some truthfulness. Like, have
it's
real character moments.
It's two gods of mischief.
Like, we can't
don't
decipher
trust
anything.
Them.
We can't trust
we don't
them
trust
at all.
You. Yeah, we know better.
They're, like, it's an unreliable narrator telling a story to an unreliable narrator about unreliable narration. And I can't trust anybody.
It's perfect.
Mm-mm. I love it.
It's a good so idea, good. Though. I would like that, too, though.
All right. Hannah Jacobs sent us an email. Says, okay, so I know in every solo MCU venture, someone will ask, but where are the Avengers in all this? But the last two episodes of Loki got me thinking. We see two apocalyptic events in the near future where no one comes to help. I know most of the current Avengers might be past their hero prime in the 2050s, but no one replaced them? Thor isn't showing up to help? You even see Loki looking up at the sky in the rain, expecting Thor to show up. In 2077, is the apparently ageless Captain Marvel not going to stop a moon from dropping on people? I mean, I know space is big and she's busy, but that seems kind of important. Are the Timekeepers, Kang, assuring a future where the Avengers are dead in the future? So they don't get in the way of ruling the universe? Mwahaha. The only reason they waited this long was because they really needed them to get rid of Thanos. That was supposed to happen. Thanks. Love the podcast. HJ.
Hmm.
Oh, you know, I've been saying, like, Kang showing up to do kind of like a Thanos was right sort of thing. Because, like, you know, that amount of energy coming back draws the eye of Galactus, and, like, that would be a really cool story. But, like, what if I needed Thanos out of the way, thank you, Avengers, so that I could rule, because Thanos was the only one that could stop me.
That's a good point.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I like it, too.
I mean,
because, yeah,
we keep getting these theories that are just like, what if, and we're like, ooh, I like that. That sounds good. We don't know, though. Like, any of these things could
happen.
Well,
then it's like, then you have
open.
To start getting into, are all of these places where the apocalypses are, like, happening, are they branches and other, like, other timelines that it doesn't matter if they're not there? Like, it's not the sacred timeline. So then it starts to get, like, really confusing. It's confusing.
Actually, you broke up a lot right there. You broke up a lot.
I just said it's very confusing because the more you start to think about it, the more your brain starts to hurt.
Yeah, I mean, but you would think though that, like, Thor, God of the Storm, you know, like, or Lord of the Storm, God of Thunder, like, bends the weather to his wishes, would be able to stop a, like, an apocalyptic style hurricane, right?
Mm-hmm.
And why do they call it an apocalypse?
Yeah.
Is it just that one area that gets wiped out?
Yeah, it just seemed like certain planets or times, or was Pompeii classified, or was it just a disaster? Or were they saying an apocalypse?
Loki did say that it doesn't have to be Ragnarok. It could be any disaster event.
Okay, well, that, you know.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Puts a million more options on the board.
I don't like it. It leaves it way too open. Leaves it far too open. But, yeah, shit. It could be anything, Hannah. You know, it's whatever the writers need to happen is what it is, right? Whatever the writers need to happen to tell their story, we might get answers. Shit, I don't know. Quentin Salise said, "Hello, pandas. My name is Quentin, and I'm a newer listener from the pandemic and first-time writer. My wife and I love listening to you at... Back. My wife and I love listening to you all and have grown to love the show. We and our two kids are massive Marvel fans who follow the show as a way to straighten out our own thoughts and theories. Yes, we were on the Mephisto bus as well.
Woo!
On all the films and series. We are grateful for all of your work in researching, reading, editing, and production to bring fans such an intelligent and thoughtful show that brings together such a cool, excited community. Now, to episode 3 of Loki. We noticed in the chase scene in the Blade Runner-esque town, where Loki and Sylvie are dodging and fighting, there was a large pair of neon eyes above the door of a bar or something. Then, during the end credits, there were photographs on the desk of a TVA agent. Those photographs of Loki and Sylvie were all taken during this episode from angles that looked as though they were being followed. Those eyes inferred they were being watched by the TVA the entire time. Which, as a longtime English teacher, is the dystopian equivalent to the party in George Orwell's oppressive government in 1984. Mobius is one of those thought police who knows how to find them and will because the trailers have them all together and back in the TVA. We appreciate all you do to make this show happen. Ashley, Matthew, and Jeff, Excelsior.
Ooh.
Save the best for last. It's fine.
Thank you.
Thank you, Quentin.
Shut up.
I know. I love that. I love that that symbolism there of having the eyes watching them. And you know, now that Mobius knows that they've been going to apocalypses, or that Sylvie's been going to apocalypses, he can just be like, let's find an apocalypse that's, you know, weird in some way with two Lokis in it.
It's perfect. Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't notice the eyes. I'll have to go back and look.
Oh no, we got to watch the episode again. Oh no.
Oh, I'm so upset.
It's too bad.
That beautiful, beautiful voice again. Didn't he remind you of Aragorn? He just sounded like Viggo. I really liked it.
Oh yeah, yeah. It gave me real Return of the King right at the end vibes.
The music throughout this entire thing has just been amazing.
Yes. 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 I think it was at the beginning of this episode, or episode 3 like this, where there was like the non-standard like opening music, where it was kind of like...
Mm-hmm.
What was it? I don't even remember what song it was, but it felt like... It was vastly different. It felt very, very different, and I liked it a whole lot. Like, it gave me real opening of WandaVision vibes, where, like, every opening with the Marvel Studios logo had its own kind of
like
feel
little...
to, you know, set the theme, right, for that episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, there was that music, and then the, we gotta find the neon eyes. We gotta find the... Let's go watch it right now. Let's just do a watch party.
Yeah.
Let's just do a watch party and say screw recording the rest of this episode.
No, we have to power through for the people.
Power through for the people. Power to the people. No, power through for the people. Okay.
Do you hear the people sing?
I hear the people email a lot.
Oh, yes, we do. We are getting loopy, people.
Ryan sent us an email. Just found your show. Love it. And I'll try to be brief. As important as Cap is to us, the TVA doesn't seem to like the type of agency to just let Cap live out his ideal life and risk a new universe springing up? What if the reason the Avengers time heist shenanigans were allowed was not because they're the Avengers, but because they serve the TVA? Now that we've learned that the agents are all variants, I wonder how many of them are variants of people post-snap, and how many of them cease to exist, because you can't have variants of people that no longer exist, or will never have a chance to exist. Even though Cap returned all the stones, he still stayed behind and presumably created an alternate timeline. Shit. I can fly. Could it be that after he returned all the stones and made his decision to stay, he was brought into the TVA, and instead of being reprimanded, he was taught how to not change things to the extent a new timeline was created as a reward for effectively saving the TVA? I remember it being mentioned that Peggy eventually married, but I don't remember mention of kids. Could this be why? Or why Cap never intervened in any of the crises of the 20th century? Cap, being who he was, would willingly follow the rules and stay in the background if it meant he could have his dance with Peggy. Not too sure if that exactly pans out, but would love to hear your thoughts. Thanks, Ryan.
That's more that time. Like, wouldn't... My mind goes to there would be another Cap doing all the Cap things, right? Isn't that how time travel works?
I don't know, man.
So, like, even if he went back and sat back, his Cap would be doing all the things that he would have been doing.
Well, I think what Ryan is trying to get at here is that, like, while original Cap was on ice, if Steve that went back was just sitting around, you know, watching things like Challenger explosion, you know, the Munich Olympics, Vietnam War, like, you know, any awful things throughout the history of the world, would he just sit and watch? Would he have to just sit and watch? Like, was he told by the TVA to like, just... Yeah, exactly.
Maybe he followed the rules.
Did the TVA scoop him up early and just be like, here's your rule set, you can have this if... That's a real rough existence for him.
Yeah. But, you know, he went through it once. You know, I think he deserves a rest. I'm okay with it. I just like him. I picture the TVA like opening the portal right in front of Peggy's house. And like, that's what he walked out of and then went up to the house. Aww.
Aww.
There's an alarm going off.
An alarm okay, it's going done. Off?
Oh. It's done.
Okay.
Cures. Okay.
I don't know that they're going to mess with Cap's timeline though. Cause like, you know, Cap's story is like nicely wrapped up in a neat little bow. It's done, you know, it's done. And the shield has been handed off and fought over and taken up by Falcon or by Sam Wilson. So now he's Captain America. Like, I don't know. Like the Captain America mantle has been passed, and I think it's time we let the Steve theories go.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Who said that? Who said, oh, I miss him so much. Okay. Steve.
We still got the 100 okay. Days of Thirst over Chris Evans on TikTok that you can enjoy.
Even him. That's coming to an end. Everything ends.
Everything ends. That ends on July 4th. Wow, we only have a week left of that. Steve's on the moon. It's fine. It's fine. Alyssa Jennings sent us an email.
That's my favorite.
Alyssa Jennings sent us an email. Hey gang, first time writer trying to keep it short. Mostly writing to say I love it, but I don't trust it. Number one, Loki asks Sylvie, are you sure you're a Loki? And she dodges the question. But I love the way they mirror each other in the long sequence at the end and make the same choices under pressure. That's the first time I noticed, I'm sure Ashley did earlier, that their hair is basically the same, too. So that all makes me think she is a Loki and that they're trolling us. Two, maybe Loki did let her in his head, but on purpose? To get information, a la cooperating so you can backstab later. Or three, it's point. Real and he faked the broken tempad so she'd be stuck with him for a while. And number four, Ashley, thank you for representing the thirstiest among us. That man in that shirt with those rolled up sleeves, Lord help us. Thanks for entertaining me all week.
Praise be, sister.
Praise be to Odin. Oh, the All Father's blessings are upon us.
Happy Midsummer.
Okay, so their hair. Let's start there. Let's start with the hair.
I see it. Same length, same kind of curl. Hers is obviously more natural. His is a bit of a wig, but I won't harp on them too much about that. No, I like that idea. Always look at the hair. I really don't want her to not be a Loki. I'm going to stay on the side that she is a Loki, but is just doing her own thing.
She's doing her own thing. Okay. You know, I'm down for that. So I think we've gone over the cooperating so that you can backstab later, and the broken tempad so that she'd be stuck with him for a while. Mm-hmm. And we've even covered the thirst before. So I think that the hair was really the only thing from Melissa's email that we really need to talk about, unless you want to go over the thirst again, because I got a bottle of water right here.
You're super thirsty. You're going to be out of water. No, I agree.
And that's
with
when we'll
just
end
about
the
everything in this. We're so close.
Okay.
No, I like it. Good theories.
All right. So Brian Kalinowski said, "Hi guys, and Ashley, first time writing in. I must say I didn't discover your show until the pandemic lockdown started, but I love it and keep up the great work. The show is awesome and I love the respectful sharing of opinions, even if someone is clearly wrong about time travel."
Hey.
He's talking about Matt being wrong about time travel. I mean,
better be.
Of course.
Obviously.
"As for Loki's third episode, I really enjoyed it, although I would have liked more TVA and Mobius stuff, but that's okay. Although I understand where you're coming from regarding the previously on segment being the most unrelated to the episode, I'm okay with it. Marvel is doing a good job with messing with expectations, for example, fake Pietro. But on many shows that use previously on segments, they often give away what is going to happen in the new episode. Think 24, where if they showed Tony Almeida in the previously on 24 segment, even though he hadn't been on for the past 6 episodes while Jack Bauer is busy doing things like driving through LA traffic in 5 seconds, you would know that Tony was going to appear. So it ends up being a bit of a spoiler. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. did the same thing on several episodes. I enjoyed them reminding us of what happened and then going in a different direction. Maybe I'm a bit odd in this perspective, but it does build up my anticipation for when they get back to those multiple branching timelines. And really, it's all Mephisto's fault. Anyhow, that's
Thank
my
you.
Comment. Keep doing what you're doing. Love you guys. MMM. Yes, that's a Roman numeral, and we're talking about Norse gods, but the Roman Greek gods are on their way."
Yes.
You're not wrong, Brian, but give us a couple of weeks
wrong.
On that.
And thank you for all the Jack Bauer references, because I love that show.
I've never, ever watched
And I know exactly what
24.
He's talking about. Are you serious?
I'm
like,
serious.
It is
I
a big commitment.
Any.
It's a big...
It is.
It's 24 episodes.
Yep.
And each episode, like, it's the best. It's the best.
Isn't
Damn
the best?
It! Sorry. Oh my God, it's the best. I have a very special place. No, I have a very special place in my heart for Kiefer Sutherland, but like the character himself of Jack Bauer it's amazing. The show's great. Trust me. It's so good. There's so many quotes I could throw at you, but you wouldn't get it.
Okay.
Watch 24 okay. right now, says Kyle.
Okay. All right, Kyle. Thanks.
Actually, you don't have time. You don't.
I really don't. Like, I barely have time for the shit I got going on. And even then, like, I don't. I don't. Oh, okay. God. My back is so stiff.
Okay, we're almost done, right?
We're almost done.
How many more? Okay.
Three pages. 3 more pages.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we'll just knock them out. It's going to be fine. Jay Captain Ruguru Gregory sent us an email. Hey, Ashley, Jeff, and Matt. So obviously this is not just a female form of Loki. What do you think her backstory is? Young Enchantress, a.k.a. Copycat Amora? How can they explain her backstory not knowing Frigga? Y'all are great. I'll draw more timelines when I get more manila envelopes. Love 3000. Joke. Okay.
Again, I feel like we kind of went over this a little, except for the Frida stuff.
I mean, not knowing Frigga makes sense if she's been on the run her whole life. And we get, like, Richard E. Grant as Loki taking her through apocalypses, maybe. Like, that's the only thing I can think of that, like, would make sense for her not knowing Frigga there. Because otherwise, like, what happened? Was there, like, a war and she died earlier? Like, what? What? I feel like we're going to get more, though. I feel like we're going to get more. We're going to get real answers. Because, again, don't trust it. I don't trust it at all.
Don't trust it. I want to trust you, but I don't.
They literally stabbed people in the back like 50 times. But
it's like their thing.
They never do it again because they got old. Jithin Jacobson is an email. Hey, dudes and dudettes, I have a weird, unexplainable feeling that Mobius knows or at least suspects that he is a variant and won't be surprised when Loki tells him. I mean, that would explain his love for jet skis. He must have liked them in his life before the TVA. So his love might make him suspect he had a life before. Keep feeding us bamboos, Jithin J. I like it.
Yeah, I agree. Yep.
All I these agree. Things track. They go right along with what we've been saying. Jeff Plummerson is an email. Hey, Ash, Jeff, great name. Matt, and anyone else that I'm missing. I like it. I like it. I need some help. Sorry.
I like it, too.
Shit. I need some help, so I thought I'd go to the wisest MCU nerds that I know of. And I use the term nerd in an endearing one. Maybe I'm thinking of all of this wrong. But if there's truly one sacred timeline, then how are there multiple versions of Loki that have been apprehended by the TVA? Wouldn't it be the same Loki straying from the path, being apprehended, timeline reset, back to normal? How would there be a Tour de France Loki, a Frost Giant Loki, a Hulk Loki? If it's truly been one timeline since the war, I don't understand where all these different variants are coming from, or is the TVA just full of it? Hope you can help me figure out what I'm missing. Keep up the great analysis and theory crafting, including those about Mephisto, another guy named Jeff.
Oh, thanks.
Thank God. You, Jeff.
Guys named Jeff. They just know what's up.
They know what's up. Jeff knows what's up.
Just know.
Say it again for the people in the back.
Jeff's know what's up. The same Loki. See, this is more of that time travel stuff. Like, any answer could possibly work.
Yeah,
I don't know what's happening.
there's so many schemes that Loki has throughout his life, you know, and all of these variants are like, Loki did a thing, and nobody was expecting that. That's not what Loki was supposed to do. So they reset the timeline. You know, they prune that particular Loki variant, and Loki, I guess, what do they do? If like, they go back to right before that Nexus event, does he just, like, change his mind? Is he like, nah, being Hulk would be stupid? Like, what is that? How do they fix that?
I don't know.
Like, does somebody just sit down in front of him and go, bah, stop it? Like, bad idea.
I do like the idea that it's all just made up, though. That's really interesting.
Oh, yeah. It could be like, oh, yeah, we've hunted these Lokis before. You know, you guys have been through so many of them. And
Loki's so vain.
Yeah. And they show the thing, and all of that was just theater for Loki.
Yeah. And it's like how he keeps saying, like, the, you know, the best Loki or the real Loki or something like that versus the other ones. And of course he would absolutely, like, believe something like that and want to be the only Loki left at the end.
Yep. Yep. Because, okay, that tracks, though, because, like, you know, we've fought Loki before, we've pruned Lokis before, whatever, however he said it, like, if that's the case, if they've pruned so many Lokis before, how is this one giving them trouble? How do they not right? know every move that this one would make?
Mm-hmm. And if she knows everything about the timekeepers, how come she wouldn't know, or the TVA, how come she wouldn't know that her powers wouldn't work there? There's a lot of lying happening. That's what I would like to say. Everybody's lying.
Yep. Yep.
This feels everybody's like Knives lying. Out.
I haven't seen Knives Out.
Oh, don't listen to anything I just said.
Okay.
Marker.
I mean, I figured everybody anyway. Was lying in Knives Out, but I haven't seen it. Anyway, thanks, okay. Jeff, for opening our eyes.
Thanks, Jeff.
Because Jeffs see the big picture. So dumb. Sorry. Frederick Mueller sent us an email. Calling my shot now before episode 4 drops, but I'm pretty sure we never saw Loki give the Tesseract back to the TVA in episode 1. I'm willing to bet, given that Marvel gave the Tesseract a Marvel Legends short before the series started, that it has to come back into play as more than just a passing glance of an object. I'd bet money that Loki and Sylvie escape the apocalypse using it in episode 4 relatively early on, and Loki is going to use the threat of impending death to get information from his female counterpart. Cheers.
That's a good point. Why did they put that thing up about the Tesseract?
To show why he got out in the beginning of this season?
But it's such a weird that, like, legends, you would think it's about people. So, like, the Tesseract is now, like, an MCU legend. I don't know. I agree. Like, it is weird that they would give it its own little thing.
Why would they give it a Legends episode if it were, you know, just a paperweight, right? Like, just a thing for Casey to be like, sounds dumb. That was a pretty good Casey.
It's weird. It was good.
Could you tell me what it is, though? Like, why? Why have that there?
Why?
Like,
why did they do that?
Why? Why? Why is anything in this series, right? I don't know.
Right? I don't know. Thanks for, you know, come into the show, guys. We just
don't right?
An hour and 30 anything. In, and you know what? We just don't know.
We just don't know. We just don't know what to expect.
I just don't know.
Get it?
Why did they
Get
do
it?
That?
Why would anybody do anything? Okay. Jack Brencho sent us a message on Facebook. Thanks for the discussion, guys. I don't have a lot of friends to talk to about this stuff, and you guys fill that hole.
Keep going.
Creepy takes to the camera aside. Don't you just love how complicated and fun time travel is? I've spent days thinking how to articulate this. I guess what I meant is that Wanda wouldn't have a multiverse to look into if Enchantress, yeah, I said it, hadn't created the multiverse, right?
Right.
I guess.
I like it.
I don't know, man. Like, everybody's lying.
But wasn't
Nobody
Loki
has
supposed...
any real answer.
I know. Loki was supposed to come out first, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that tracks. That tracks, because... Nexus was a...
Nexus events.
The Nexus medicine for when you get back to your reality, right? That was one of the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And the commercials were supposed to be Doctor Strange trying to get to Wanda, kind of like in her dreams or whatever. So
that makes sense.
He knows about Nexus events.
Oh, I'm gonna
right?
derail this shit real hard. Did you see the end that they changed the end of WandaVision? The last cut scene? Did you see it? I didn't see it. I didn't watch it yet. Did you see a little thing like spectering down like it was maybe Doctor Strange or no?
Yeah, and
I haven't seen it myself.
I don't think it's that. It looks, I mean, honestly, it just looks like something's on the camera. You know, it looks like a drop on the lens or whatever. But like,
well, they wouldn't put a drop on the lens.
They would have fixed it, right? Like, they would have fixed that sort of thing. But like, I don't know.
Well, why did they add it?
can't say. Like, it's not that I know and am not allowed to. I can't say because I don't know.
I just don't know.
Like, it.
I don't know. We need to name this episode, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Loki episode 3. I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean,
okay.
It looks really super low grade VFX. If that is what it is, like if they were trying to put in this little specter, it's like they told somebody over a weekend, like, hey, slap this in by Monday and let's get this shit shipped out. it's not great. It looks real weird.
I haven't seen
it. Go and look for yourself. It has it just looks like a triangle, right? It looks like an isosceles triangle kind of floating down.
Really? It's Mephisto.
Yeah, it looks like Mephisto, you know.
Oh yeah. Okay.
It's the shadow of the Fantastic Four microcar, whatever it was. Oh, do you remember what the fucking car that they went into the microverse with?
Gosh, I do not remember, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
I think it was like the Fantastic Car was the name.
It's
for
probably
it.
Something stupid like that. Of course it is.
It's Shadow of the Fantasticar swooping down. That's what it is.
Let me see. I gotta look it up.
BVK. BVK says Fantastic Four will come into the MCU, but not like this. Not like this.
Fantastic Four car.
She's looking it up. You're looking up the Fantasticar?
That's what it's called. Why am I even looking up? Of course it's called the Fantastic Car, because of course that's what it's called. Anyway, moving forward. Why did we doubt that? Of course that's what it's called. It's like Razor Hands or whatever from Shang-Chi. That was a joke.
Razor Fist. Razor
Fist.
Good shit. Four more.
God, okay.
Right? Four more? We got this. Sam Vosen is an email. Hey, Matt, Jeff, and Ashley. This is my first time writing in. Huge fan of the cast. It helps me get through my day. Not huge into the comics, but I was doing some research into the character of Renslayer and couldn't help but notice that she was a love interest of Kang. I don't think anyone has mentioned it.
This is the feedback I was talking about.
Okay. I don't think anyone has mentioned it, but in episode 2, when Mobius was talking to Renslayer, there was a mention of Renslayer having a romantic relationship with another associate of the TVA. We also know that Renslayer seems to be one of the only ones in direct contact with the space lizards. I don't know what to propose with this information, but I decided you guys could theorize about it. Keep up the good work, y'all.
I like it.
Yeah, we'll be the ones to theorize.
I like it.
So.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Right?
I mean, it could. It could. Are we suggesting that? Are we suggesting that Kang the Conqueror comes into her office every now and again to like sit down and have a drink with her, and like
or
gives
maybe
her a
like
gift of his conquest?
They had more of a romantical relationship, and now they want to keep it strictly office. And so she might be a little bit like angry about it, and that's why she flirts with Mobius a lot. But like, she truly really likes Kang. So she's trying to like show off and like wants to get the Loki so she could be like, ta-da, I don't need you. I'm a hardworking, you know, woman and I can do this all by myself. Because the way she was talking about them, like, oh yeah, I mean, they've been so upset. They're involved with every part of it. It did kind of sound like she was, I don't know, interesting.
That's so funny. Like Mobius is just that like rebound guy to be like, look, no, I have a boyfriend. I'm doing fine.
Yeah,
see how
much
better than we were together that I am now? Mm-hmm. I'm doing better. I won the breakup. that's what you're proposing to me right now?
Yeah. I don't know. It's the story that came to me while reading that.
No, yeah,
I like it.
That can happen, because you know why? We just don't know. We just don't know. It could be anything. Now, in comics, Ravonna Renslayer was like a princess who spurned Kang. And he was constantly trying to win her over, like constantly trying to win her heart. But she was like, no, I don't want you. Ooh, because you're a peasant.
Maybe vice versa then. Maybe he likes her and she's not having it because she's, you know, focusing on her career.
She's focusing on her I love it. I love it. And he's just like a stray cat that just keeps bringing her gifts. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the Thanos death thing.
Yeah. Yes.
I got you a skull. I heard you like skulls.
We had redeem a French accent, so woo her as Kang with French.
Oh. I have scoured the timeline to bring to you the skull of Napoleon Bonaparte. This is for you, Ravana Rensselaer. You like, you like. Please tell me you like. Please take me in. I need you, Ravana. Ravana Rensselaer. God, such an awful, awful name to go along with that accent.
It's a hard one.
Yeah, too many R's.
I like it.
Kareem Monsieur, Mansour? I said Monsieur at first, but it's not Monsieur.
Monsieur.
Corinne Mansour says, hello, Ashley, Jeff, and Matt. After we butchered her name, she's not going to write in anymore.
No,
I'm so sorry. She said, I know you said to be quick to the point, so here are just a few random things I thought I might add. One, with the sacred timeline in chaos, obviously, it sent the TVA into mayhem, so I think it may be possible that this event alone basically jumpstarts its downfall. I'm thinking that it could start to ruin the whole system, giving a number of things a possibility of happening, including TVA agents getting their memories back. Two, ooh. I'm not that good, but I like to paint. So while listening to your most recent podcast, I painted this in preparation for the next episode. I'm not sure if my theory made any sense, but I love you, 3000.
Yeah, I like to think that this is technically going to be the downfall. Like, that's obviously where the story's going.
Yeah, it
once
seems
we start
like,
to get like Ant-Man and Doctor Strange, everybody's going to get involved. It's going to be a thing.
Everybody's showing up for the end. Nobody comes when like the party's starting. You all want to eat the bread after it's baked. You don't want to help with the wheat. Anyway.
Imagine what's that's going to be like when, say, everybody gets their memories back at the same time, very a la WandaVision, with the people in the town.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's like a city's worth of people.
There's our picture. Let's blow that up a little bit.
It's adorable.
Karim painted that while listening to our episode.
I have a lot of art that's like X-Men and Avengers in my room. I love that, like, the faceless look. I don't know what call that in the art world, but I have a lot of it. Yeah, that's it, minimalist. I love it.
I love the minimalist look. The whole Vote Loki thing, like, it's super cool. And, like, I love the asymmetrical horns and, like, all of it. Just all of it. All of it. All of it. Thank you.
Oh,
Karine.
So I guess they are different than Sylvie's then, if they're asymmetrical. I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we only got what, 3 more weeks.
Well,
right?
I guess maybe her tiny horn got broken off.
And it hasn't
she
grown
is
back
missing
yet.
Half a horn.
Yeah, she's missing the left one.
Oh, but that happened during the fight. Sorry.
No, it didn't. When she took her hood off. In episode 2, she had one whole horn and one broken halfway horn.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So possibly.
Possibly. Ugh. Nah. 2 more, right? Let's get back to it. Matt Robertson has sent a message on Facebook. Hi, Matt, Jeff, and Ashley. Matt from Manchester. Loved your insights into this episode. Wasn't my favorite at first, but rewatching it helped me pick up on so much. I do not like the theory that all this episode was in Loki's head, but I'm worried it was. There was a moment that Sylvie tried to enchant him when they initially arrived at Lamentis, and she seemed to fail. But if this theory is correct, what? That would be when it happened, surely. We could even have the destruction of the Ark be the endpoint of her illusion, and next episode we're back in their shelter at the start of Lamentis. But I don't like it, and I refuse to entertain that idea. You shouldn't have told me you're from Manchester.
I'm with you.
Like, if you're not a mank, you're a wank.
That was good.
That's all I'm saying. God. Never lead with where you are from in the world if it's different from me, because I'm an
Please
idiot.
Always do it. Please always do it. You can't put it at the end. You got to put it at the beginning. Yeah. Actually, if they put it at the end, I'm just going to put it at the beginning. I am in control.
Ashley's bending me to her will now.
Slowly. Slowly.
That's funny. So Matt has a theory here, right? Or Matt's begging for it to not be all in Loki's head, which I can agree with. There's no consequence if that's the thing, mm-hmm. right? Like, don't give us that. Don't give us that shit.
It was just to get information out of him that I don't see.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. He was saying he trusts her too easily already, so.
Yeah.
I don't like it either. But I also think it could possibly happen, so. What's our theme? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. You're probably right.
No, they're all correct. All of these theories are correct. Everything is correct. It's like, it's Schrodinger's theory, right? It's everything is correct until proven otherwise. Jack Schaefer sent us an email. In the breakdown episode, you guys talked about how maybe Sylvie was the one controlling Loki. And this whole episode on Lamentis was a dream sequence in Loki's head to get out more info that Sylvie needs. But I believe it's the other way around. You hit on a couple of these points, but a few more reasons why I think it's indeed Loki controlling her is Sylvie was constantly asking the agent at the very beginning of the episode questions while she was enchanting her in the Hawaiian bar. And what's Loki doing this episode? He finds out about the TVA being variants, more personal stuff about Sylvie in general, and Sylvie is asking about the Tempad a lot. What did the agent do when she was asked questions? She was distracted and focused on one thing, the cocktail in front of her. When Sylvie brought her back into focus to get the info that she wanted. I think this is exactly what Loki is doing to her on Lamentis. Small detail new Rockstar's hit on the head was another indicator that it's a dream/enchantment episode are the twins in line for the Doomsday train. Twins were shown in WandaVision's town as well, and twins are also in the Matrix series to show it's a simulation/dream that Keanu is inside. NR hits it more in depth. Do you guys think that Loki might have a second Tempad? Not as if it matters if Loki is just controlling Sylvie the whole time or vice versa, but was just curious. Thanks. I wasn't trying to make this email so long, but I still feel like I have so much to say, but I'll stop. Sorry. Jack from Kansas. I like the him, you know, making this happen in her head. Like, I'll show you how to do enchantment. Like, you know, this is how a master magician actually does it, kind of thing.
Like we said, he needs a win.
Right. He needs that win. Like, we need to give him that power back. That's pretty much all I like, or that's the only reason I like it.
I do also think that he has a Tempad. I honestly like that a lot. I think that he has the real one, not the broken one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to...
Much the same that Joe DNS just said, I feel like, you know, the dream sequence tropes are so hand-wavy and overused. Like, if it was just a whole, like, it was in your head the whole time, then, like, there are no consequences, there's... You know, none of it was real. You can't, I mean, you already can't trust them. So you can't trust anything like double, you know, like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Once we got two of them, what the heck? We have no idea. It's too hard enough with one. Now we have two.
Hard enough to follow one bouncing ball, but you throw two in and I'm just a ferret on the stairs. You know what GIF I'm talking about? Yeah.
Okay. I didn't expect that. That's all.
That's such a good gift.
Oh, okay.
It was just like, He looks so happy. He looks so happy. Okay. That is all of the feedback.
I can't wait
Holy
for next
crap.
Week.
You broke up a lot. Come again?
We'll probably try to cut that a little next week because it's... That was the most we've ever done. And I didn't do a good job of going through to kind of see which ones are the same. So probably for the next couple of weeks, like if anybody, you know, if we have a lot of the same feedback that's on the same topics, I'll probably try to condense it to one. Not one, but just bring up like, oh, these people also wrote about it. Because we are getting so much feedback, it's hard to like even put it in an order. We're just like, throw it all on the board.
Just get it out there. That's kind of how it is.
And then by the end, I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know what's up, down, left, or right at this point.
Yeah, we're a little slap happy and loopy.
Because all the theories make sense in some way, you know?
Yeah. Well, like we said, they're all true until they're proven otherwise.
I don't know. Like, sure.
I don't know.
What you said.
Yeah, I don't know. What was it that you said? Because I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway. Thank you, everybody, for being with us this long.
And sticking through it with us.
For sticking this out with us. My God, it has been crazy this past, 2 hours now that we've been doing this?
Yeah. Whew, glad we made it.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Got there.
Thanks for doing this with me, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. You know, it feels like this was a great, like a great test run for what's coming on Thursday.
Oh yeah.
And you know, we'll go ahead and plug that. Ashley and I and my wife, but she won't be there. Sorry, my wife won't be there on this upcoming Thursday. We're starting a new show that will be a Twitch exclusive. Meaning we're only going to do it in this format right here that you guys who can see my hands right now, this is it. This is where it's going to be.
Yep. 14 days and it's gone.
Twitch.tv/StrandedPandaTV. This new show is going to be called Legends and Libations. We are going to get a little tipsy, probably a little bit more than tipsy, and talk about mythology and ghost stories and urban legends and cryptids.
All kinds of
and
lore.
All those fun lore things that that tend to shape the stories that we've seen and heard. And this week we're going to talk about Sleipnir and how Loki brought that being into being. But yeah,
it's an interesting story.
It's a great story.
If you don't know it, don't Google it. Let us tell you. Trust me.
Please don't Google it.
Don't Google it.
You're going to love what happens. It's just going to be so good. So, we've got that new show coming out, on Twitch. Like I said, twitch.tv/StrandedPandaTV. Come subscribe, check that out. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, let's see. We're also going to have the watch party for Loki episode 4 on Wednesday morning and at 5. Oh, remember the time. Right. It's going to be at 7 p.m. Central on twitch.tv/StrandedPandaTV this upcoming Thursday. Whew. Anyway, we got Late Night Loki coming up Wednesday morning, 2 a.m. Central. We have. The actual recording will be at 3 a.m.
Later in the day.
Later in the day, we got the watch party at 5 p.m. Wednesday, Central Time, all time Central. at 6, we've got the episode recording and then trivia night to like run down the gamut of a really busy Wednesday. And then we're going to get drunk on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. And then the following week is Black Widow on top of everything. This month is going to be lit here at the MCU cast, guys. So just
holy crap, stay tuned. It's a crazy couple of weeks.
Oh, no.
I'm so excited. Wow. It's finally happening. We're finally getting another movie. We're finally getting Black Widow. Still fits. I'm stupid excited. Thank you guys for coming along the ride. Thank you, patrons, for your support. Thanks, everybody, who subscribed and gave us bits and did all the things on Twitch. We love you, 3,000.
Yeah.
Until next time, true believers.
Bye!
Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. available everywhere you get podcasts, and now a video version streaming live on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv and available at youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you'd like to learn more about all of our other podcasts, geeky projects, and ways to support the network, visit strandedpanda.com.